Welcome to the Mills County Judges Report. This report is recorded October 9th for broadcast Thursday, October 10th at 11:45 a.m. and 5:15 p.m. via our local community radio station, KRNR Goldthwaite. This report is also available for listening at your leisure through the Goldthwaite Eagle website. This week's headlines include new website content requirements from the Texas Legislature, Mills Central Appraisal District meeting, Commissioner's Court meeting next Tuesday, and various upcoming events. Let's start with Commissioner's Court. We usually meet on the second and fourth Monday of each month, but Monday is Columbus Day holiday, so the court will meet next Tuesday instead. The agenda is on the county website, although it takes some clicks to get to. Go to Agendas and Public Notices, and then click on the calendar entry for the Commissioner's Court October 15th, and then click on the agenda, and you will finally be there. It's also printed in this week's Eagle, which is a little easier to purchase. As it is the first meeting of the month, all the departmental reports are included in the consent agenda. Sheriff's Report, Justice of the Peace, Veteran Service Officer, Ag Extension Agent, Treasurer, and so forth. A number of interlocal agreements are on the agenda. An interlocal agreement is an agreement between two or more governmental bodies. Basically, it's a business contract, but not subject to competitive bidding. The agreements are cumbersome, but financially inconsequential. One involves a state-funded assessment of Mills County election security at no cost to the county, and the other is a software maintenance and operations tracking system for the payment of court-appointed attorneys, which costs Mills County about $460 a year. The more substantive items include the likely reinstatement of the countywide outdoor burn ban for another 90 days, and a presentation by Craig Wright, the county's veteran service officer, concerning various state grants that are potentially available for the county for the benefit of local veterans. Commissioner Mike Wright, no relation, attended a commissioners and judges training conference in Galveston this week and will likely have an update on these grants as they were also part of that program's agenda. The commissioners will discuss a 17-page list of required county website disclosures ranging from the logical to gross overkill. In the logical category, I'd include contact information for each elected official and the location, date, and times of each voting location. One of the more interesting requirements is to post the qualifications, election cycle, and filing deadlines for each elected position. Since the filing window for county positions opens on November 9th and closes on December 9th, this is especially timely. For most county positions, the requirements are that you must be 18 years old and have lived in the area for 6 months. In the overkill category, I'd put 5 years of tax history for each taxing entity assessing taxes on property anywhere in Mills County. This picks up not only your local entities, but school districts in Brooksmith, Zephyr, Lomita, just to name a few. Also of limited usefulness will be the names of all guardians appointed in the last month and links to some do-it-yourself court forms. Unlike Comanche County, which doesn't have a website, Mills County has a lot of useful information already. Yes, it could be more user-friendly, and yes, it has some dead links, but I'd rather be focusing on improving it than a 17-page list of required disclosures, but who are we to second-guess the legislature? Besides, the county webmaster will take care of this. Wait a minute. We don't have an IT department or a webmaster. Uh-oh. Better take a look at my job description. This month's appraisal district board met Tuesday evening this week. Although there were rumors in advance, which ranged from a mass crowd to a member boycott, to prevent a quorum over the county's appointment of a commissioner to the vacant slot on the Mills County Mills Central Appraisal District Board. It was business as usual. I was the only member of the public in attendance, and all board members were in attendance. In preparation for the meeting, I looked at the composition of appraisal district boards around the state. I didn't have time to look at all 254 counties, but I did identify at least 21 appraisal districts with county commissioners on the board of the district. So this isn't anything new, just new to Mills Central Appraisal District. In the long run, I continue to believe that closer ties between the appraisal district board and the component taxing entities will be mutually beneficial. On the upcoming events calendar, there's a dedication ceremony for the Kesey Memorial Highway Tuesday, October 29th in the high school gym at 10 in the morning. Also, there is a town hall discussion scheduled on October 30th at 2 p.m. in the community center on services provided by the state for the aging and elderly. This is a meeting to express any interest you have in continuing present services, adding new services, or discontinuing ineffective services. I am attending a workshop in an adjacent county to watch their update of a subdivision ordinance. This is something we need to do, as Mills County subdivision ordinance is dated 1985. Even with our dry spells, there's been a lot of water under the bridge since 1985. Please continue to pray for rain and tune in next Thursday for more information on your county government. This is Ed Smith, your county judge.